Proclamation number 6247 of 29th of April, 1955. Meaning of the word, court. Justice. Each one is judged according to his works. Understand that by judging we do not mean condemning but placing into the sphere where he belongs through his works in the flesh. My righteousness cannot place immature souls who still have satanic instincts in them into a sphere where there is light and bliss, but it must give light and bliss to those who have lived according to my will. My righteousness must give them freedom, but it must also keep the former imprisoned in an external form corresponding to their spiritual state or in dark spheres where they are not free because they lack light and strength. You may not imagine a punishing but only a just God in me. However, a pitiful fate is never a punishment on my part but chosen and striven for by yourselves. Thus you punish yourselves but never the one who called you into life in order to grant you beatitude. You should not fear my punishment but my justice, which cannot consider you other than in accordance with the eternal order. As long as you stay on earth you are in the midst of judgment. For everything around you and also you yourselves are judged spiritual things. I.e., incorporated into the right form which corresponds to spiritual maturity. And when the day of judgment has come, the most recent, because the last day on this earth, the divine order will again be established, for I truly know where the spiritual belongs in order to be able to continue the ascent upwards to the final liberation. I know about the maturity of the spiritual which is still bound in the creations. But I also know about every individual person's degree of maturity. I know about his guilt and merit and can therefore restore the eternal order by renewing the earth and enlivening all creations with the spiritual substances which have matured for this purpose. If people now reshape themselves again in free will in a way, this is their own guilt. And according to this guilt now also the souls stay, because this is a placing into my law from eternity. Therefore, don't fear a punishing and avenging God, yet remember a righteous God who does not condemn you but in his love wants to help you to beatitude. Yet he can never prepare this beatitude for you as long as you are inadequately shaped by your own will, because then you would perish in a sphere which you cannot bear in your spiritual state. My righteousness does not exclude my love, just as conversely my love cannot be thought of without righteousness. My love applies to all my living creations and will never cease to exist. Yet my law of order will continue to exist for all eternity. Amen.